Welcome, viewers and listeners, to another edition of CHP Talks. And we are privileged today to have with us Mr. Harold Jonker from, what it's in Niagara. What's the town you call home, Harold?
A little village called St. Anne's, just outside of Smithville, Ontario, in the township of West Lincoln.
Wonderful. And I know you, Harold, as a member of the Christian Heritage Party and as a candidate for the Christian Heritage Party. But others know you as a trucker because you and your brother and your brother-in-law run a trucking outfit called, of all things, Jonker Trucking. And how long have you been a truck driver?
I got laid off in the construction industry for the winter when I was 22. And thankfully, the government has these training programs, and I signed up for the AZ in Ontario. They call it the AZ, which is for driving the big highway, the tractors. And my dad hired me as soon as I had my license. So I started driving when I was 22, and I've been driving for Jonker Trucking and then and running it for the last 28 years. So definitely been blessed with the means to provide for my family in the trucking industry. And it's definitely an enjoyable industry to be part of, especially when you get to travel across our beautiful country and see, you know, the plains, the rolling hills in Saskatchewan, and then the foothills, and then the mountains, and then into BC there. Unfortunately, I've never had a trip going up to your neck of the woods, but definitely if a load was ever to come that way, I would be I'd be saying I'm taking that load and coming to visit you. So, and yeah, we just had a beautiful 2 weeks. I ran to BC and came back through the U.S. and God blessed me with gorgeous weather. Like, it was, the sun was shining, and the camera was clicking quite a bit. So
yeah, well, just by continuing on with introduction, Harold and his wife Janice have 13 children, and Harold has been a candidate for the Christian Heritage Party 4 times in 4 elections. In Niagara West and in Niagara Falls. And we really appreciate him. He's a man who stands by his word and stands by God's word, more importantly. And the one time we made a trip to Ottawa, and that trip was not, well, it might have been beautiful weather, but it was cold weather, as I recall, and I'm sure you remember well. And when you called me last week, it was to let me know sad news that something like 14 or 15 months after the Truckers Freedom Convoy, you have been ordered to by the RCMP to turn yourself in on May the 10th. And that's very surprising. You were one of the first trucks, if not the first truck, into Ottawa the time of the Freedom Convoy. And You left peacefully. You had, how many trucks did you have on the hill during that time?
We had one truck that was on the hill the whole time, and then on Valentine's Day, the Ottawa police escorted a bunch of trucks up onto Wellington to fill in spots there, and then we had about 8 of them up on Wellington then. And sadly, a few days later, our prime minister, I think on the 14th is when the emergency act was invoked, and then the Ottawa police at that time were escorting us up onto Wellington to park to fill in spots that other guys had built, emptied out, right? Because for whatever reason, they needed to go home or whatever. So it was a beautiful moment in history that I'm very thankful that I was part of, to see so many Christians there, to see the messages in French and in English praising God, asking God to bless us was a beautiful thing. And yeah, to be part of that, I always wanted to be a farmer. And for some reason, God decided that we were going to be truck drivers. My dad as well always wanted to have a farm, and then ended up getting into trucking. And yeah, you look back in your life and you realize that we don't always understand, right, or know what God's plans are. But thankfully, we became truck drivers. Thankfully, we were able to participate in this and have the opportunity to promote peace, love, unity in those 3 weeks. And it showed in how everything went there, how everybody was behaving. And sadly, a lot of people just watched the media and didn't really see the truth behind what was going on there. And I think that's what we're facing. So yeah, on May 10th, I got to turn myself into the Ottawa police. And yeah, I've been blessed with a wonderful wife, because she right away, oh, May 10th. Oh, May 11th is March for Life. So, you know, just things like that, right? So it's just amazing when you trust in the Lord and do what you believe is right and follow your conscience. Yeah, a lot of interesting things can happen, and that's, I'm very thankful for what I've learned from this Christian Heritage Party the last four elections, right? When you go to conferences, training sessions, like how to deal with media, that the training that I received from the Christian Heritage Party was a tool and a blessing that I was able to use when dealing with the media, right? Because we were always taught as candidates, you know, respect the person that's interviewing you. When they ask you a question, you know, you need to respect that question, answer it, but yet they're not going to ask about abortion. So you need to work those tough topics into these interviews. And that's what I was able to do, was to use the training that I received from people from like Rod Taylor, the other leaders before you. And then also, yeah, a lot of great presidents that have run before, and you know, Jim Enos, and how he speaks clearly and boldly. All these examples and all the training was a blessing, and gave me a tool that I was able to use there. And I'm very thankful to be part of the Christian Heritage family is definitely been a beautiful, supportive, wonderful thing.
Well, it's been the whole thing that took place beginning in early 2022, and the trucks arriving on Capitol Hill or Parliament Hill, and the you know, the interactions, you know, many of the very good interactions with officials and with the RCMP, and yet the vindictive kind of cruel crushing of the movement, which was a freedom movement, a movement to reclaim some of the rights that are being trampled on by our current prime minister and his kind of trained SEALs that support what he does, including that's Liberal and NDP, and even some conservatives that went along with the mayhem. But it is very surprising that now, you know, like a year and a half later, all of a sudden, that you are facing criminal charges. What are those charges? Just for our listeners, to know something about mischief and.
Yeah, I figured I better have this handy when you ask that question. So, yes, so I've been charged one count of mischief, obstruct property, and then the second the. And then one count of intimidation by blocking or obstructing a highway. And then here's the one that I, even Janice, when she read this, she was scratching her head, and definitely a lot of people are. There's two counts of counsel and uncommitted indictable offense.
So I
It's
guess
going to be
counsel, you
interesting,
that
the
would be
lawyer that I
like
have to
you're
talk
telling
to.
people to do something that would be an indictable offense, but then they don't do it, but you're still wrong for telling them to do it. I guess if you did that. So now I know you and I know how you conducted yourself on the Hill and the other people involved in the convoy and the joy and celebration and true Canadian spirit that was manifested there in the streets of Ottawa and across the country as you traveled, the massive support, people coming out on the overpasses to see you go by and the Canadian flags flying and all that. And yet here is this vindictive action to further punish you for doing something that you felt in your heart, and I totally agree, was for the benefit of the country as a whole to restore freedom. And it had to do particularly a lot of it with the vaccine requirements at the border, US-Canada border. I take it for truckers that would interfere with livelihoods, right? That's
Like definitely that's that I guess that was the last straw, right? And especially as partners in the business, we were watching things going on and we were frustrated with the mandates and how it was affecting so many of our friends and family that nurses, there's doctors, there's people that couldn't work. And even in my township, there was employees that were frustrated calling me and the mayor, Dave Bylsma, on like, what do I do? What can I do? Right. So for us personally, it wasn't just about the truck drivers. That definitely was, I think, the last straw. And then came up, we're like, yeah, this is something that we can participate in. And at the same time, we made sure that we felt very confident that it was going to be a peaceful, law-abiding protest, and from what we understood, it was booked. And definitely, when we got to Ottawa, we were escorted to the spots by the Ottawa police. And then after that, things, with the police, there was always this. I always kept trying to tell the guys, it's smoke and mirrors, guys, calm down. And we always were working to ensure that it stayed peaceful, that we respected the police, that we respected the office of Prime Minister and the people that were going to work and everything like that. So I was counseling peace, love, and joy, not breaking the law.
So yeah, the Christian Heritage Party, of course, has always stood for law and order and a peaceful society and respect for officers of the law, absolutely. And we maintain that today. We haven't abandoned that principle, but there is another principle, and that is the doctrine of the lesser magistrates. I don't know if you've had a chance to read that book, but Matthew Truella's book, which shows that scripturally and in the course of history, there are times when it falls upon citizens and those in lower positions of authority to stand up or resist those in higher positions of legal authority when they go astray, and especially when they begin instituting dictatorial edicts that hinder or interfere with the just and natural rights of human beings on this planet. I mean, we have God-given rights, and we also have those are our natural rights. Then sometimes the government tries to impose what they might call a right or a freedom, but it interferes with other people's natural rights. And in this case, they use the health crisis to impose something on many people that was contrary to their natural rights. And so there's a time to stand up against tyranny, and I believe that you did the right thing. We were so proud and honored to know you as you were taking this lead. And you got a lot of international attention. Sean Hannity interviewed you maybe once or a couple times on Fox News.
Yeah, I was on his show three times.
Okay.
Interviewed by him, and then somebody that filled in for him on the show one time. And yeah, that was just, you're amazed by the attention that it was getting, and it just went to show that it's not just in Canada that we see what's going on, right? And we knew that as well. Like, this became the worldwide epidemic. And yet, science was definitely thrown out the window for profit, for power. I don't, you, right? You just kind of sometimes look at what's been all going on and going, wow, why are they doing what they're doing? But what we've been able to witness in Ottawa, and then also even after, is the fact that, as people, and I think especially as Christians, we've kind of been lulled into this secure, wow, things are great. We're so blessed in this country. God loves us, and we can continue on this lifestyle of chasing after our wealth, our business, our entertainment, and yet serve God. And I think we've kind of forgotten what our first purpose is, right? And I try to teach my children too, like, education, it's very important. Get an education, but it's a blessing from God. It's not a talent that you use for yourself, it's a talent you use for God. As that parable in one of the gospels shows, right? That if you have the talent to be a politician, that's what you should strive to do, but it has to be for God's purpose, because he's going to come back and ask you, what did you do with my talents? And we forget. Like, I remember as a young man, people tell us, you got talents, you got to use that, you got to go become this, you have to go become that. No, it's actually about, you need to use your talents to serve your heavenly Father, and to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to this world. And I think we kind of forgotten that, and as Christians as a whole, and that's what we need to go back to. We need to trust in the Lord, and I'm very thankful that I got a wife that supports me 100%. We've been blessed with 13 children. When we got married, I said to her, let's trust in the Lord and see where he goes with our lives. And he's blessed us beyond what we could imagine, right? And it's the same with the last 2.5 years. You know, the mess of COVID, I definitely believe that that churches did a disservice to the world. When you go to Ottawa and you ask somebody on the streets there, is like, where were the churches in all this? And you don't know what to answer them. I asked him then, are you a Christian? He goes, no. But it just goes to show, the world is watching God's people, and that's what we need to remind ourselves, and to be, yeah, it's not always easy, but it is when you allow the Lord to give to use you, it does somewhat come easy. It's kind of weird how to say that, right? But I'm not one to write eloquent speeches. I don't, when I try to read something off paper, it doesn't feel natural to me. So I've had it before where you go, I wrote a speech, but I kind of went off on my own tangent, and I think it worked out okay. But so God does give us what we need if we trust him. And that's what I want to encourage anybody watching this, that we do have the most powerful thing in the world. And we just need to not be ashamed of it, and take whatever opportunity we have.
Yeah, there's a verse in the Bible that says a man's gifts make room for him and bring him into the presence of greatness, of great people. And you've had the opportunity to, I mean, when we talk about greatness, it's not necessarily goodness, but stature. And so you've had the privilege of being interviewed by Sean Hannity. You've had European member of the European Parliament, Christine Anderson, has had a ride in your truck because she came to Canada recently on a tour. People in Canada, freedom lovers, appreciated that she stood up for Canadians when the Prime Minister was implementing his dictatorial regime, and she spoke up for us in Europe. And so then people in Canada wanted to have her come over here, and while she was here, she made an appearance in Niagara, and you had the privilege of speaking with her and meeting with her, and I think that's just a lovely story.
Yeah, I did. Well, my phone just fell.
Well, we lost your picture, Harold, but I'm sure we'll get it back here. There we go.
There it comes back. Yeah, no, yeah, Christine Anderson. Yeah, that was quite something. I had the opportunity to pick her up and be part of a convoy just to give her that little bit of experience of what a truck convoy was like. So I actually had the opportunity to talk to her for 2 hours as we traveled the highways from in Ontario. And you know, she was getting all kinds of gifts from people, sweaters and stickers and like a lot of cool Canadian gifts, right? And I'm watching all this happen, and then it's like, okay, what can I give her? That's kind of special. And I did talk to her about my involvement with the Christian Heritage Party, and where we stand as a party. And I got, I guess, the night before when I started looking through the books, and I found that book that you had, and I can't remember what it's called, but where you put your thoughts. Kind of from
Yeah, it's
yeah,
called
sorry, I'm thinking you probably know the name of the book.
it's called
Yeah.
The Substance of Things Hoped For, which is talking about faith, and it's from the first verse of the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. No, but substance of things hoped for, yeah.
And so I had that book in my thing. Thankfully, I actually never signed it, like wrote my name in it yet. Right. So I was able to write in there. And I believe I asked you if that was okay that I gifted it to her on your behalf. And I believe I wrote in there from Rod Taylor, thanks for what you've been doing, encouraging you in God's word to. And then I also personally wanted to give her something. So I gave her a Bible and wrote in there this some and a word of encouragement to look through this book and when I gave it to her, that's what I said. I said, I've seen people give you a lot of great gifts, a lot of cool, interesting gifts. Like you can't go wrong with maple syrup, right? So she was getting a lot of that. And then I said to her, but right? But I said to her, I'm giving you what I can give as the greatest gift in the world. And yeah, she definitely appreciated that. And then I said, and I pray that you read this and that it gives you encouragement. And she says, of course I'm going to read it. And she goes, I am a Protestant. I didn't have the chance to ask her what church she went to, if she did or whatever, but so yeah, I was able to, you know, talk to this lady, encourage her to continue to speak for the truth and then give her the gift of God's word and hopefully it bears fruit in her life and she joins us in heaven someday.
Yeah. Well, after she was here, of course, there were a lot of angry words spoken about her because, of course, she was mislabeled all kinds of, just as the truckers were mislabeled, misogynistic and, homophobic and racist and all these epithets that were thrown out by the prime minister. And but in the case of Christine Anderson, Mr. Polyev fell into that trap and said that she shouldn't have come here and things like that. It was very sad because some of his members had met with her in a positive manner, and then they were supposed to apologize for that afterwards. And that's the kind of backdoor tyranny that we don't want to see, condemning someone who's speaking up for truth wherever they stand on issues, when they have the what it takes to speak the truth in a culture that is contrary to them. I mean, we want to see God's blessing on them.
Definitely, to have a lady from Germany in that position of and a member of the European Union Parliament. To have her hang out with truck drivers, that should tell you something about her character. She's definitely not racist at all. And I think there was about 30 trucks in that convoy, and there was a good mixture of Canadians there. So definitely not a racist bone in that lady's body. Definitely was very interesting conversations to have for 2 hours. And
Yeah.
yeah, we had fun as truck drivers. Made sure she got to some country music and have a bar Canada country barbecue after the convoy. So she really enjoyed herself, and she's done a lot, and hopefully she continues to be blessed with the strength to can you continue with that truth, right? So
That reminds me of a bumper sticker I saw in Alberta many years ago. It said, "There's two kinds of music, country and Western." So, but anyway, so you're making a trip to Ottawa next week to turn yourself in or to submit to this vindictive effort to punish you for speaking up for freedom. How do your children feel about this? I mean, obviously, when you went the first time to Ottawa, you might have known that something could happen. It was a lot of things were unclear, and you were taking that risk then. Sort of, it seems like the storm clouds had passed, and now you're going to turn yourself in, and nobody knows what happens after May the 10th. You're probably be fingerprinted and whatever, but how do your children feel about that?
Well, that's the thing with our children. They definitely we yeah, they know what's going on in this world, right? From the oldest that's 25 to the youngest that's 5. A 5-year-old, what does he quite understand? But the morning last Saturday morning, we were told by a lawyer to you videotape it. Make sure your kids are dressed like they're going to church. And but yeah, and videotape this. Well, I said to him, well, our kids wear ties to church. So he's like, yeah, they don't need to wear a tie. So that morning when we were getting them, when we were getting I was getting the youngest one's socks on and trying to have hurry him up, he's like, well, where are we going? I said, well, we have to go to the police station because the police want to talk to dad. And he's like, why? You haven't done anything bad. So and you just kind of go that innocence that they see, right? And it's amazing what a child understands if you're open about it with them. And and that's what I've been able to do with my wife's help is raise these 13 blessings in the fear of the Lord, as well as have them understand that they have that responsibility to be involved. Our second oldest one's still at home, but he's part of the EDA board here. And so yeah, they definitely understand what's going on. The two that are married are coming with us up to Ottawa, and a few of the younger children as well, but the rest are busy working and couldn't get time off. So we'll but yeah, these children the children also, we think they need to be hidden from the realities around them, but it's always amazing that they actually understand and can handle it better than we think a lot of times. And yeah, we see that with our children, that they understand what's going on, and they understand why dad's always busy and doing things like this, but at the same time, Family always comes first because that's what God's blessed me with first. And after that, you do your best outside the family. So.
Well, Harold, we certainly hope that you have a short visit with the police in Ottawa, that it isn't, we don't know what their plans are as far as dealing with you after you appear in their presence and talk to them. But we certainly hope that you walk out after your interview or whatever, that you walk out a free man. Obviously there probably is a court case coming, and we know that you're pleading not guilty to the charges, and the charges, just the sound of them is in itself intimidating. They're charging you with intimidation. I know that wasn't ever in your heart to intimidate anybody or to inhibit anybody from using, the streets and sidewalks of Ottawa. And I don't think that there was any borders, any lines crossed in that effort. But you were a voice. You and the other truckers were a voice for Canadians who want freedom and want respect from this government. And you and your family will then be in Ottawa, and the next day is the March for Life. On that day, I will be in Victoria, gathered with people there to celebrate life and to reconnect with one another in our commitment to protect innocent human life from conception to natural death. So I hope you're able to participate in that celebration on the Hill on May the 11th.
Yeah, I definitely looking forward to that. Like my wife, I think I mentioned earlier, my wife right away thought, hey, the March for Life's the next day, so we can finally go to that. And it's been something that I wanted to go to for a long time. Never, for some reason, never had the opportunity, business wise, work wise, personally wise, like whatever. But so yeah, I'm praying that the experience at the Ottawa Police Day courthouse there is somewhat closely resembled to what I experienced Saturday in Niagara region with the Niagara police. Like the officer was definitely a brother in the Lord. And when I told him I'm going to be coming with some supporters there, he that's good. They just have to stay outside, no problem. And yeah, to talk to the police officer and get a word of encouragement from him was a blessing, and yeah, to get a hug from brother in the Lord was quite something. I don't think I'm gonna have that quite the same experience in Ottawa with the police officers there, but yeah, the Lord does tell us to honor and obey our those in authority over us, and but yet we do need to continue to stand up against the lies, against the tyranny of a lot of things, right? And yeah, there's COVID was definitely a big mess, but I always kept saying to people, yeah, COVID's something that we need to, stand up against this whole mess and how they're dealing with things. But yeah, we have a bigger issues as well with the abortion industry, the transgender mess that our society is in. So we definitely have a long road ahead of us, but we do know who's in control, and that's that great comfort. And yeah, not that you're excited about what's happening, myself either, but in some ways, I guess I am. Like it's like, well, we'll see where this goes, right? The Lord will take care of me, wherever He decides to send me. And I'm so thankful for a Heavenly Father like that. And so thankful for the support I've been getting across this country, and very thankful and humbled that I've been able to be a witness to so many people. And the support across this country, from CHP members to people that I met in Ottawa to complete strangers, has just been a beautiful, wonderful experience.
Yeah, and
So,
we don't
thank
usually
you.
look at it this way, but In the book of Acts, it's recounted how the early disciples of our Lord, when they were hauled in before justices and were, arrested and put behind bars. Some even thought they should kill them or whatever. When they were released and after being beaten, at least so far you haven't been, physically beaten, but they rejoiced. It says among themselves, they rejoiced that they were counted worthy to suffer that shame and persecution for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we wish you God's blessing, God's care, God's protection, his anointing, that he'll give you the words to speak when you're called upon to do so, and that this will be a time of exalting the cause of freedom, justice, and faith, really, in our land, and that we'll see God's hand at work in spite of the situation. We wish you weren't being arrested, but we see God is at work behind the scenes.
No, definitely, that's the greatest comfort, right? We know where our Heavenly Father is, and we rejoice in whatever he gives us, good or bad. But sometimes it's hard to, rejoice. But definitely, I've been thankful that I do have that comfort. It's definitely what we all, I pray everybody has that, right? It's been tough for a lot of people for many years. The suffering of the mandates, the lockdowns has really, I think it's really given, opened up a lot of people's eyes to the greater hope. And yeah, even how many people have come to the Lord in Ottawa has been just amazing. And it's been, I'm so thankful that I was able to be part of that. Not thankful that I'm going to turn myself in, but yeah, it's been humbling, to say the least. Just a beautiful experience.
Well, that even the police must count you reliable because on your word that you would turn yourself in, you were still able to make a truck driving trip across the country and go through the states and everything else because they know that on May the 10th, you're going to show up, right? And there's lots of people that they are looking for that have not shown up and kept their word, but they know you're going to keep your word. That's part of the commitment as Christians. So, Harold Jonker, it's been a real privilege to speak with you again today. And this, for those listening, this is pre-recorded, but will be aired next Thursday on May the 11th, actually on the day of the March for Life in Ottawa and Victoria. On the day this is aired, I will be in Victoria speaking about the need for us to protect innocent human life. Harold will be in Ottawa, and we hope that he'll be out enjoying the fresh air and sunshine on that day with thousands of Canadians who also celebrate life and our commitment to protect innocent human life and human freedom as well and justice. And when I'm going to be in Ontario later in the month of May, Harold, and certainly expect, hope, and expect I'll be able to visit with you and your family on my trip through Ontario. Thanks so much for joining us today.
No, thank you for having us. And yeah, I look forward to seeing you on May 27th, I believe, is that thing in Oxford that my wife got tickets for. So we look forward to seeing you there, and seeing the Christian Heritage Party family there for sure. And even next week in Ottawa, I'm looking forward to seeing a few of the Ottawa members. And yeah, they've been gracious, and we're thankful for that family there as well. So
Wonderful. Well, God bless you, be with you, watch over you, keep you, and manifest his greatness, his provision, and his, just strength for you and your family during this time. And we'll look forward to our next chance to chat.
Thank you. And just a quick note, definitely thanks for the Justice Center for Constitutional Freedom. They're most likely going to be providing me with a with another lawyer. So that's going to be three lawyers from their organization that I'm going to be dealing with. So definitely, thank you know, hats off to the organization there that is working hard to try to, yeah, defend our constitutional freedoms and are helping a lot of people. There's definitely a lot of truck drivers that are facing the same thing, and there's ways to support them. It's through the JCCF as well as I think my sister-in-law has a send go send me thing started up, and there's also a an email that they can people can support you know the cause that way as well. So I should have written it down and given it to you there, but
Very
it's
good. Well, you
yeah.
can text it to me. We'll include it in the show notes that where people can make a contribution to the legal defense, and which is very important. And we do thank the Justice Center for Constitutional Freedoms, John Carpe and his team, who have been doing great work for the cause of justice and freedom in our country. So, and we just thanks for reminding us about that, and we'll include it in the show notes. Just text me the link after.
Okay. Thank you, Rod. God
Thanks,
bless
and
you.
for our viewers and listeners, thanks for being with us today. Join us again next week for another edition of CHP Talks.